Well, in Wisconsin, six Ojibwe tribes are suing to stop an upcoming wolf hunt. The gray wolf was removed from the endangered species list back in January, and Wisconsin is the only state that not only allows wolf hunting, but mandates it, as long as the species isn't under federal protection. The tribes say the hunt, which is scheduled to begin in November, violates their treaty rights. John Johnson is president of the Lac du Flambeau tribe, one of the parties suing the state, and he joins us now for more. John, welcome to Here and Now, and I want to talk with you about the legal argument in a moment. But first, can you please share with us the significance of wolves for your tribe?
Yes. You know, back in the day, the wolves took care of every sick animal that walked in our ceded territory and helped us sustain ourselves and take in good, healthy food. Now we have a problem with CWD in our areas here, chronic wasting disease, and the Natural Resources Board opened these places up that were bad with the CWD, and they took, you know, too many wolves out of these areas, and this is why our tribes are kind of in an uproar. And had these wolves been left there, they would have taken care of these sick animals.
On the other side of this, though, farmers and property owners are saying hunting wolves is actually necessary to control the population and protect their livestock and pets. And since 1985, actually, the state has paid nearly $3 million in compensation for deaths and injuries to pets and livestock caused by wolves. What's your response to people who say that this is necessary?
At some point in time, it is necessary to euthanize a wolf or maybe even a small pack because they're doing this and they're coming into these areas. But, you know, at the same time, they shouldn't go out through the whole state and do it. You know, I understand that, you know, at some point in time, yes, a nuisance wolf has to be taken care of and put down just like any other animal, but they don't have to go through the whole state and ravage and just kill every one of them because they are helping the ecosystem out here in Wisconsin.
Let's talk a little bit about your legal argument, because it rests on tribes' treaty rights. Tribes are guaranteed up to half the hunt quota, which you use not to hunt the wolves, but to protect them. And your lawsuit says the state ignored, quote, sound biological principles in setting this year's quota at 300 wolves. Say more about that. What number were you expecting? And is there any guarantee that the quota is actually observed?
Well, the state's quotas are always going off on estimates, and everything that they do is an estimate. Whereas Ojibwe tribes, everything that we take from the natural resources is counted, and down to a T, to the last fish, the last deer, or whatever we take. And, you know, it hurts us because these wolves are a part of our ecosystem. They need to be there. And like I said, they feast on these sick animals and they take care of things out in the wild that we don't see. If you look at it this way, you know, the deer that are running across the highways and getting in car accidents and, you know, stuff like this, those wolf populations keep that down. And I wish the Natural Resources Board would listen to their biologists, because they say that euthanizing more wolves, you know, is going to really harm that pack down to nothing.
Five states allow wolf hunting, but your state, Wisconsin, is the only one that actually mandates a hunt by state law. Would you also like to see that law changed? Is there a more permanent solution here?
Yes, I would like to see the laws change, and I would like to see our Ojibwe tribes at the table while making some of these decisions. We should be a part of that, because what we say never gets heard. And this is why we're kind of in this little uproar about this hunt. And maybe at some point in time, if we have to do it, we can sit down and make these good decisions on why we should do it. Not just go out and just kill everything just for the sake of shooting something or having a prize animal. That's not how we do things back on our reservation. And that's where I'm coming from. They should have our input. And at any point in time, the DNR should be able to stop a hunt. They should be able to do anything that protects the resources, and that's what we want to be a part of.
John Johnson is president of the Lac du Flambeau tribe in northern Wisconsin. John, thank you so much for speaking to us about this issue.
All right. You have a good day. Stay safe and be happy.